And Prime Minister Scott Morrison to the White House Friday morning. Morrison is just the second world leader to be granted the high diplomatic honor of a state visit during the Trump administration. During an Oval Office meeting with the Prime Minister, President Trump addressed the complaint by a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower, as reported on by the Washington Post. The president calling the story ridiculous.
It's a partisan whistleblower. They shouldn't even have information. I've had conversations with many leaders that are always appropriate.
The newspaper reports Trump made a promise to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump also said during the same meeting with Morrison, he knows many people want him to strike Iran, but he's holding off.
In my opinion, it shows strength because the easiest thing I could do, okay, go ahead, knock out 15 different major things in Iran. I could do that and all set to go. It's all set to go. But I'm not looking to do that if I can.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday there was enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for a middle-of-the-night missile and drone attack last weekend that at least temporarily knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. President Trump says his administration is putting sanctions on Iran's central bank. The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Magumbeyi on the phone. He's the acting president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The full story for you is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A worldwide climate strike. It brought an estimated 300,000 protesters to the streets of